Dear Talmidim, for many years, when it comes the month of Elul and Tishrei, right before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there was something that has been bothering me on a personal level. A lot of thought went into it, and not necessarily that I have 100% clear clarity on this area that I want to speak about, but over Rosh Hashanah I saw a beautiful vart that perhaps gave me a bit of an understanding to make me feel better about the avodah of these days. We're standing in awesome days right now in between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It is an unbelievable opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the time and opportunity to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet what I couldn't fully understand, what is the avodah of the Chashuv and Talmidim that are sitting here in the Beis Medrash during this time? What's the avodah of the Tinoikish of Beis Rabban, the Tire Heilige Kinderlach, that are sitting and learning Torah all the time? They give up from their own time to sit and learn. Night Seders, whenever they have enough Shabbos afternoons, you go into the Beis Medrash and you see the Talmidim are there sitting and learning. When we talk about tshuva, we're talking about becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean to our Chashuv and Talmidim? Memela, older people that had many more opportunities, many more nisyonos, many more opportunities to fall through the nisyonos, have a lot to do tshuva. Yet our tzaddikim, Tinoikei Shel Beis Rabban, let's see what the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says about the Tinoikei Shel Beis Rabban. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos says, "Eino oilo miskayim elo b'shvil hevel p'em tenoikas shel Beis Rabban." What's the gasoline that keeps the world running? What's the foundation that keeps the world standing? The tenoikas shel Beis Rabban that are sitting and learning Torah, the purity that comes out of your mouth, the kedusha that comes out of your mouth when you open up that siddur. And you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you open up that Chumash, that Mishnayis, that Gemara, that is the gasoline that keeps the world running. So you have such tremendous power. So the Gemara asked him, what's about mine? The Tanaim were discussing, what's about my Torah? What's about your Torah? It's also good, but it doesn't come close to the Torah of the Tinoikei Shel Beis Rabban. The Gemara goes on and says that if you hear the Shofar Shel Mashiach, and we're in the middle of learning, you hear Shofar Shel Mashiach, Mashiach comes. It's not the shofar that we heard on Rosh Hashanah. You hear Mashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi, you hear the shofar Shel Mashiach. Ein mevatn Talmud Torah Shel Tinoikei Shel Beis Rabban. You don't say, 1 minute kids, we need your help to build the Beis HaMikdash. Come help some boards, come schlep some. We don't fully understand what that means because the Beis HaMikdash of Shlishi is going to come down, Beis HaMikdash of fire. So we don't fully understand what that means. But we wouldn't stop learning to come build a Beis HaMikdash. Why not? Because our Torah is so heilig that it's more important than the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. So you hear what it means? You hear what your Torah means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For sure we need your help. But when it comes to building the Beis HaMikdash, if you're in the middle of learning, continue the Gemara that you're learning. Continue the Mishnayos that you're learning. Because that's more worth than building the Beis HaMikdash. If that's the case, so what does tshuva mean to our Talmidim here? We talk about tshuva, we have to do tshuva, we have to do tshuva. Tell me something practical what it means to do tshuva. On a bit of a different level, developmentally, children this age have a very hard time with realizing if they did something wrong. Adults could understand, you know what, I made a mistake, I'm not going to do it again. Developmentally, children don't necessarily have that skill yet. It's something which comes as the age. So for a child to say, I did something wrong, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, it's much harder for a child to be able to say, yes, I'm doing tshuva, I made a mistake in the tshuva. How many times we hear, it wasn't my fault, I wasn't the only one, there was another boy, I wasn't really disturbing, I was using it as a fidget, I was playing, I wasn't really talking, I was this, it's not my fault, I had a headache, I had a stomach ache, it's not me, it's not. And that's normal. That's developmentally normal when a boy does something that's wrong, and he comes to the office and says, it's not me, 6 other boys also. us adults understand that that's the normal reaction that a child is going to say. We're not surprised. We're not shocked. That's normal. Why is that so? Because they have a hard time admitting. And it's normal developmentally. And our job is to be mechanech them, to accept responsibility, say, yes, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Very rare is it that a boy will come into the office and say, yes, Rebbe, I made a mistake, I won't do it again. I thought I'm playing a trick and so on. I thought it's a joke, and I didn't realize that I hurt someone else's feelings. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Now, after probing and after having a conversation, that usually ends up happening. But for Talmud to come in and say right away that I made a mistake, I'm not going to do it again, is usually not age development, not age appropriate for Talmud in this age. As they get older, yes, that skill comes into them. So we have on two fronts this question. Mitzad echad, we are tzaddikim gemurim. The world stands on your Torah. The world stands on the Kedusha. That every word of davening, every word of learning that you do, that's what keeps the world going. Mitzad sheni, it's hard developmentally for someone your age to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. So if that's the case, what is expected of us to do tshuva during these days? What does tshuva mean to a boy sitting here? So listen to this verse that I saw over Rosh Hashanah. The question is as follows. We know Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, days of tshuva. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So Rosh Hashanah is the time of doing tshuva as well. Yet, we only see the concept of Oshamnu, Bagadnu, saying Vidui, and saying Achetz. We only see that starting on Aseres Yemei Tshuva through Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, we're Yom Adin, and we do tshuva, we don't see that there's any mention of Averis that we did, that we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to forgive us. Just the opposite. Rosh Hashanah is Tamnichenu, we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malchi and Zichroinis, Shofris. We talk about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how privileged we are to be an Eved, that we want to be an Eved Hashem. That's the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. We don't find anywhere that on Rosh Hashanah, we clap al chait, we say Oshamnu, we don't see that there's any tshuva done on Rosh Hashanah. And the Teretz is that there's two types of tshuva. There's one type of tshuva, right, which is Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we say Oshamnu, Begadnu, al chait, where we mention the chatoim, we mention the sins that we have done, we mention the wrongdoings that we have done in the past. That's one type of tshuva. Yet Rosh Hashanah is a very different type of a tshuva. The job of Rosh Hashanah, the tshuva, is to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That tshuva, that returning, bringing us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our life is the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, we're not saying, Al Chet, Oshamnu, Begadnu, we did this wrong, we did that wrong. Our avodah on Rosh Hashanah is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. We start thinking and realizing and recognizing that everything that's going on in our personal life and everything that's going on in the bigger world is because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Yad Hashem in everything that we do. Everything that happens in our life is that Yad Hashem. That's what we avoid on Rosh Hashanah. So on Rosh Hashanah, that perhaps may be the Ikar Avoida of the Talmidim sitting here in this room. It's true we have what to do on during a series to make Shuvah Yom Kippur as well. But what's more age appropriate for us is to focus on the chelik of tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. The chelik of tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have a place within us that when we do something or we want something or we wish about something, we talk, we have a direct conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is what we have to work on right now, and then we'll have a much easier time with the tshuva of Aseres Yemei Tshuva and the tshuva Yom Kippur. So I want to bring some examples of what we can do to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our own lives. Practically speaking, I want us all to be able to walk away from here today with something practical. Okay, I was able to gain some better understanding of what I will be doing, that is tshuva. We're living in a society, the goal of the society, which is driven by the Yetzer Hara and his friends, is called distraction. They want to distract us from thinking. They want to distract the person. Don't focus. Everything is going to be instant. Everything with the press of a button you can take care of. Don't stop to think about anything. I realized recently when I was asked for a relative of mine's phone number, and I said, one second, let me take out my phone. I'm going to go to my contacts and look up for a phone number and get the phone number. And I said, I can't believe it. 20 years ago, when someone asked me for a sibling's phone number, I just rattled it off. My aunt's phone number and that lived in right away, even though I only called on Erev Rosh Hashanah, my great aunt, right away, I was able to give her the phone number right away. Today, my brother's phone number, or even my son's phone number, one second, let me check it up in my contacts. Now, it's true, age may be playing a factor, much older now than I was 20 years ago. It's true. Yet, I don't think that's the whole reason. I can't imagine what's going to be another 70 years from now. What happened was that with technology today, with the conveniences that we have today, we stopped thinking. We don't use our brains anymore. So I don't memorize anyone's phone number. I'm lucky if I remember my own. Now take it a step further. I used to know how to go from point A to point B almost everywhere. If I was there once, I was able to figure things out. And if not, we would open up a map and take a look at the map and figure out how to get places. You know what happened today? We got busy. How do we get busy? Because we got something called the GPS. We got Waze that tells us directions how to go from point A to point B. Since we got Waze and GPS, I don't know how to go places. I don't. The convenience is made that I should be so convenient that I should stop thinking and stop using my brains. Recently, I heard from a teacher that teaches in one of our cultural yeshivas and also teaches in a different school that is culturally from a different place. And the teacher said, I observed something fascinating. The children that I'm teaching from our circles, they have their minds open, they can think, they ask questions that are on topic, they answer answers to the questions on topic. You can clearly tell that they're thinking. Their mind is present. Yet in the other school that they teach, without naming places, the children over there don't think anymore. The reason why they don't think anymore, because culturally in those circles, they have other devices that occupy their brains by bringing more conveniences, by making them think less. So now if they have to figure out anything, or they have to come up with something, they go to what's called AI or something, and they put in a question, and they get a whole answer within seconds. So they stop using their thinking skills, their brains, and now machines do it for them. So what happened is that all the conveniences that are out there are basically making us, dumber. I don't know if it's such a word in the English dictionary. But it's dumbing down today's kids. The more convenience we have, the more comfortable we are, the less we're thinking and the less our brain is thinking. The world is shifting to a place where you shouldn't have to use your own brains. There's a doctor that's doing major research now that wants to develop a chip. It's an AI chip that they should be able to implement in people's brains. So when the question is asked, they shouldn't even have to go to a computer. The chip will give the answer right away. So it'll take away the concept of thinking completely. So you don't have to think anymore. Can you imagine people won't have to think? The world is going to turn into robots. Now, it may sound interesting if you're doing a science experiment, but if you are realizing what's happening in this world and we're mocker, that there's something, there's a shift going on here where the more conveniences we have, the less thinking we're doing, by default, many more people are thinking less about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their life. If I ever got stuck and didn't know if I have to make a right turn or a left turn, before I had the GPS, I'd say, Oy Rabbi Nishalayim, what do I do now? I'd say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. I need help here. I don't know where to go, right or left. If I didn't know a phone number, Oy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happened? Please, Hashem, help me. Help me remember. I realized that so many times a day we say the word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishalayim, Hashem, please, Baruch Hashem, Ezra Hashem, Yaakov Nishma.
Today, if I have a drop of inconvenience, it's not a problem. We have a way a computer can figure it all out. And by default, the Hashem gets taken away out of our vocabulary. Who uses the word Hashem? Rabbi Yisai, our tshuva for Rosh Hashanah, which will help us that we won't have to do chatorim, especially keep our hevel being pure and kadosh and halik, is to maintain our kadosh baruch hu in every step in our life. If we have to go somewhere, we want to make plans. Use the words Hashem, be'ezes Hashem, baruch Hashem. I had a good day. B'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of Hashem, I hope to go here. I hope to go there. Oh, Hashem, help me. I should be able. Even the simple, mundane things that you want in life. Everybody has a wish list of things that they want. Let's talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. The Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is your person. He's not a person, Kaviyachol, but he is the one that if anything that we need, we can talk to him. It's the greatest gift ever. Especially Tam Noikash of Israel that don't have a Tam Chet yet because the concept of Chet doesn't stick with them yet. And hopefully it never will. Your Kedoshim, your Heilige people, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into this world. Have conversations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Prepare for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So beautiful this morning came for davening. Now, it is more geschmacky to have a conversation before davening. Yet there were so many Talmidim that before davening opened up a Tehillim, opened up a Chumash, they did something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called preparing for davening. When you prepare, that means you're thinking about it. You're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you're fighting today's culture to stop the thinking. And as the teacher said, it seems like I'm talking to robots over there. Nobody has a mind of their own. A parent recently asked me, again, I get this question quite often, Rabbi Tenenbaum, how much screen time should my child have? How much screen time? And I asked the parents, do you mind me asking, why are you asking me that question? He says, what do you mean? You're the mashgiach in the yeshiva. What do you think is appropriate for a child? How much screen time? I said, do me a favor. Please ask your pediatrician first. Ask the child's doctor first. How much screen time? Then come back to me. Tell me what the doctor said. You think that screen time, when a parent says not to have screen time, is something that's related to Yiddishkeit? Avadas related Yiddishkeit also. But the doctors are saying today, look at these kids that are, their brains are fried because they're not using their brains. Speak to the doctors. You don't need the rabbanim to talk about it. The doctors will let you know this is not healthy. It's dumbing down today's world, today's generation. And the gift of thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us got to be utilized. So what's the best way to utilize this gift? Is to continuously think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your own words. Shuvo Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha. Bring, return HaKadosh Baruch Hu into you. Bring him back. Shabbat Shuva. We're going into Shabbat Shuva now. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your own personal life. Talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Prepare for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was speaking to adults a few weeks ago and I said, and our family instituted a minhag that Thursday night we set the Shabbos table. Thursday night the Shabbos table should be set. You know why? Because when we come home Thursday night, we have to think Shabbos is coming. We're preparing for Shabbos. We're going to set the Shabbos table. It's something that we put thought into it. We think about the Shabbos, a gift about Shabbos. We think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We prepare for it. It's not something, okay, you know, Shabbos is coming and this man is in 2 minutes, let's go, whose papers are these, whose shmutz is this, who's that. No, that's not called preparing. Preparation means that you put thought into it. The gift of thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, what the outside world is trying to rob from us, is what we have to focus on now. And that's true to everyone sitting in this room, including myself, even though I'm standing. Our job now between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is to strengthen the avoid of Rosh Hashanah of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. And everyone can think of examples how they will be bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into their life. How to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when to use Baruch Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, Be'siyata D'shmaya, Be'Shem Hashem. Just use that concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life.
That will help us with the true tshuva. And if a person continuously thinks about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that takes away, that helps us deal with the nesyonis, the bigger nesyonis that come later on in life. If we always think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we forget about that. And I want to finish up with a story from Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev, Zechet Tzadik, Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev was known as to be the Sanegar of Klal Yisrael. He always defended Klal Yisrael. He would talk good about Klal Yisrael, always, always. And the question was, how is he able to always see the good in Klal Yisrael? And the Teretz is because he dedicated his life to see good in every Yid, to think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu in every step. And if there's a mitzvah of being down the Kav's Chis, if there's a mitzvah of thinking good about another Yid, he perfected in that. And we want to hear this story. So there was once the Hasidim were watching, where there was a person that was in the middle of davening, and he went outside, his wagon broke. So as he was wearing his talus and his tefillin, he went to fix his wagon, the wheel of the wagon, to fix it. And the Hasidim were like, what? Look at this person. He's in the middle of davening, and he stops davening to fix the wagon? What's going on here? The Rebbe Yitzchak overheard the conversation, and he says, you're seeing it wrong. This person, even while he's fixing his wagon, is davening. Look at the tzitkis of this person. Even when he's fixing the wheel of his wagon, he's davening to Kaddish Baruch Hu that he should be matzliach. When someone lives with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, when someone thinks good about Klal Yisrael, when someone's heart is open just to see the good of Yidden, that's we'll always see the greatness of them. We're going to strive to be as great as they are. Perhaps these are two things that we can take now into our life. Number one, bring a Kaddish Baruch Hu into your life, which is the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Talk about him. Talk to him in your own words. And focus on seeing the good in other people. Focus on seeing the bright side of things. And between the two of these midos, we'll become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we'll be zeichet ha-git ge-ben-shtyur for the entire world, us and our mishpachas, entire Klal Yisrael.